lot. You know, you have a great quantity from which you can bring Korbana Omer.
Namely, what the Rambam is saying is that in Achinami, let's say that we have a field in Yehuda that has an Omer. But who's to say that the locusts aren't going to come? Who's to say that there won't be a plague? Who's to say there's not going to be a hurricane? Who's to say that there's not going to be a, hail, etc.? So you need that we need that the Omer be readily available. Matsui is readily available. So that could be shteyaratzot. Namely, we're not going to be somech on the fact that there happens to be a field in Yehuda, or even that we have in Yehuda, because it could be, it's here today and gone tomorrow, that we know that there are all sorts of what's called pigei hateva, that nature is very, very fickle. And therefore, it could be that in order that we be able to be certain that the Omer can be brought, we need that it be matsui. That's also an achron. The Chazon Ish says that. In other words, but actually, I don't want to look at the achron, I want to look in the Rambam. So the Rambam, either in Halacha Gimel, adds in the word matsui, or Halacha Dalet, he limits it to imadain rotzam kluperos ilan. Namely, clearly he was bothered by Rashi's issue, but he felt that there was room to, there's wiggle room in which there will not be a stira between the two sugyos, and the Rambam can paskin like both of them.
Why would the Rambam need it to be matsui?
Why the Rambam needs matsui? Because, in other words, we don't play games. We don't, in other words...
Play games. I have a whole entire portion of land that's incredibly significant that I can get a little teeny omerish.
Fine. Okay. So our gedder hishtadlut is to make things matsui. In other words, when you go to buy matzah for Pesach, you're not going to buy three matzahs and say, well, you know, where it's, I'm going to keep them under mint condition.
Okay, you're not going to buy 10,000.
Not 10,000, but maybe you're not going to buy just four, right? In other words, that most people would buy six, that it should be matzui. In other words, even if they only need three, but they would buy more than, in other words, they would want to have a significant amount. In other words, again, it's not that we don't, we're not coming to explain on what basis Chazal decided is a significant amount. We're just pointing it out that according to the Rambam, Yitachen, that the two aratzot is mekayim, the din of matsui. And the din of matsui is the hishtadlus that we need for the Omer. Just if there shouldn't be a stira. You can learn both ways. Okay, that's Aleph. Then the Gemara moves over to locus, location. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein ma'abrin et hashanim ela b'Yehuda. V'yimibruhu begolil mu'u beret. And then our girsa continues, Heyed Chananya ben Ish Ono, imibru begolil eina mu'uberet. Amar Rav Yehuda. In other words, according to our girsa, we have a machlokes between Chananya Ish Ono and the Tanakama. This is all within the Tosefta. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Reid Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Again, within Tosefta, my taima de Chananya Ish Ono, that Yehuda is ma'akev. Amar Kra, l'shichno tidrishu ubasa shama. Kol drisha shatadoresh l'yu ela b'shichno shel makom. Why do I keep stressing our girsa, our girsa, our girsa? Thank you very much. Because Kanera, there's another girsa. But where l'chora do you see that there, l'chora, you look for another girsa. Let's look together in the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes this in Perek Dalet Alcha Yud Beis. Haya Rosh Beis Din Hagadol V'hu Nikra Nasi B'derech Rechoka Ima Abra Nosa El Al Tanayim Yirtza Nasi. This we saw from Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Ba V'ratza Harezim Uberet L'ratzenim Muberet. Okay, now our Gemara. Ein Ma'abra Nasa Shana Ela B'eretz Yehuda Shehashchina B'tocha Sheneemar L'shichno Tidrishu V'yim Ibruha B'golil Mu'uberet. That's how he quotes our sugya. Okay?
Rabbi thinks he had a different girsa.
So let's see what's the issue with the Rama. Has the Rama paskin like the Tanakama or like like who is the one who's cholik on the Tanakama? Chananya Ish Ono. Who's Rama paskin like? Paskin like the Tanakama. And what reason does he give? The reason of Chananya Ishoch, right? Now, that's in other words, our Gemara says that's the reason of my time of the Chananya Ish Ono. So look, that's only a Dorsheni. There's something fishy over here within the Rambam. Okay, so before trying to explain it from a conceptual perspective, let's look at our Tosefta. Simply look at our Tosefta. You have the Tosefta in the back of the Gemara after, well, it depends which edition you have. Somewhere in the back of your Gemara, you have the Tosefta. After the Rif, before the Rif. Okay, so if you look in the Tosefta in Perek Beis, in Sif Vav, Halacha Vav, so in the middle of Halacha Vav, he quotes the Tosefta that we have quoted by us. Ein ma'abrin es hashana ela b'Yehuda, v'imabru begolul harezo mu'uberis. He quotes the Tanakhama. And then he continues, Heyed chanina ish ono lifnei Rabban Gamliel, She'ein ma'abrin es hashana ela b'Yehuda, v'imabru begolul shehi mu'uberis. Namely, that according to our Tosefta, chanina ish ono is being made that the Tanakhama is correct, that that is the right way of understanding it. And then, when we bring a raya for chanina b'ish ono, so of course bring a raya for the Tanakhama as well. Kanira, that's the girsa that the Rambam had. He had the girsa of our Tosefta, because it's very hard to say that he would paskin like the Tanakhama against a heyed. Heyed is generally a, you know, where it's an edus of a masoret that we follow. So if he's paskining over here like the Tanakhama, so Kanirei would make much more sense to say hey. Okay, that's just technically. So the Rambam now is okay. Okay. But we have a question. What exactly does it mean to speak about Eretz Yehuda? What does Rashi say? What is Yehuda?
He wants to say it's the
Basin Kavush Yerushalayim. That in Marus Hashanah Ela Bebezin Hakavua Yehuda. Shichna Shalmakam Yerushalayim, Vihi Biyehuda. That Yehuda over here is a code for Yerushalayim. Eima Abin Esatat Shana Ela Biyerushalayim in the Sanhedrin Bezin Kavua She Biyerushalayim. Who disagrees head on?
Rambam Yad Ramah.
Well, let's start with the Yad Ramah and then we'll look at the Rambam. Okay, so look at the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah quotes Rashi. Eima Abin Esatat Ela Biyehuda, Pirish Rabbeinu Shlomo. Bebezdin hakavua biYehuda velo mistaber the imkain biYerushalayim miboyle. If the Gemara wanted to say Yerushalayim, it would have said Yerushalayim. If Tosefta wanted to say Yerushalayim, it would have said Yerushalayim. Ela mistabra da kula eretz Yehuda koi da kula eretz Yehuda shichno shalmakom mikri meachar dahave beis hamikdash begava da hakula chado nachlahi. That we have over here a concept of l'shichno, that the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of the Shechina, extends to a certain degree in all of Eretz Yehuda. Yes?
But also that extends a little bit to Binyamin as well.
Yes.
So that's not so much of a riot. They might actually be able to say the Eretz Binyamin also.
Bestated, but once we divide Eretz Yisrael, as Tosefta did, into Gimel Aratzot, the Golil, Ever, Hayardin, and Yehuda. So Yehuda includes Binyamin, right? Yehuda is the center of the country. In other words, we're dealing over here that out of these three Aratzot, we choose Eretz Yehuda to be the Makom of the Ibur Hashanah. Okay? So that's not a problem. The Rambam, Lechaora, as Dorfman pointed out, is agreeing with whom? With Rashi or with the Yad Ramah? The Chor is agreeing with the Yad Ramah. He says, "Ein ma'abrin es hashana ela be'eretz Yehuda shashchina besocha." However, not being a raya in one way or the other, but the Perush on the Rambam says what? I couldn't photostat it because it's down in the Bar Ilan. What does the Perush on the Rambam say? Anyone have the Rambam in front of them? Okay, I'll help you. It says Yerushalayim. Zeh Yerushalayim. Okay. So, anyways, the machlokes is what? Oh, you mean I have to open the Rambam? Okay, this there.
The pasuk
and
chumash kind of sounds about right.
No, I know, but then
I think that's where Rashi's coming from. The Perush probably.
Inclusive from the pasuk. Pasuk does not say.
Pasuk is incredible. It's like very implicative, right? Well, that's Shom. The pasuk this kind of says Shom. That Shom is Yushalayim and the Bismikdash. Basically, it's anywhere else.
Ein Abnes Hashana Ela Beretz Yehuda Perush Ze Yerushalayim L'Shichno Tidrashu Perush L'Shichno Shalmakom V'Hu Beit HaMikdash. Okay, so the issue remains an issue. Okay, but what I would like to move over to is the question, and we'll see this a little greater length a little later on. What exactly is done l'chatchila in Eretz Yehuda / Yerushalayim? Our Gemara speaks about what action?
Ibur
Shana, right? What question could be raised? What about? Oh, the Cheshbon is a good question, but what other question could be raised? What about Kibur Kiddush HaChodesh? Namely, that we pointed out, according to the Rambam, we have one mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashana. Now, what did you see in the Rambam in the end of Perek Aleph? Let's read it together. Ein mechashvin vekovin chadashin u'ma'abrim shanim ela be'eretz Yisrael. Shenemar ki mitzion teitzei Torah u'devar Hashem mi'Yerushalayim. That when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam speaks about Eretz Yisrael. In terms of Ibur Hashana, the Rambam speaks about Yehuda. And the Rambam understands that there's a distinction over here, that this is a din which is l'chora only in Ibur Hashana, not in Kiddush HaChodesh. I quoted for you a Rashi in Kiddushin, but the Rashi over there says, Tiboi Kiddush Bezim, is talking about Kiddush HaChodesh. Velonohi Kiddush Ela B'Yehuda, Kenora Sanhedrin, called Rishat Shatadoresh Yubishichno Shalmakom. Namely, Rashi makes the transference from Ibur Hashana to Kiddush HaChodesh, viewing it all as one unit, that we have a lechatchila of Eretz Yehuda, not only by Ibur Hashana, but also by Kiddush HaChodesh. But the Rambam says, no, that lechatchila is only by Ibur Hashana. In terms of Kiddush HaChodesh, Eretz Yisrael is the koveya, not dafka Ibur Hashana. Why? Perhaps we would distinguish, let's hold in abeyance. But because up to now, pretty much the criteria of Dayanim for Ibur Hashana and for Kiddush HaChodesh were the same. Right, that according to the Ramban, what level of Dayanim do you require for both? What? Mumchin, smuchin. According to the Ramban, what level do we require? More than mumchin, more than smuchin. Nasi, Sanhedrin, etc. For both, right? And it was both for Kiddush HaChodesh and for Ibur Hashana. So to make a break between them, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is not Rashi. The Chiddush is the Rambam. Of course, again, the Rambam is certainly Samech on Gemaras, and our Gemara on Daf Yud Beis speaks about Ibur Hashana. The Gemara the Rambam is quoting is the Gemara that you saw in Brachos, and that deals with both. But the question is, why one would distinguish? Yes.
What is Rashi trying to tell in the Rashi that's mirrored in Brachos? He just says Lo Nihi Kiddush Ela BeYehuda.
Why do you keep jumping ahead? Okay, so Yonatan points out that l'chora we have to now look at a parallel sugya that we have in Brachos that I assume you all saw. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so the sugya in Brachos is a very, very powerful sugya of how Chazal understood. How a person's ego works. So they felt someone was doing something wrong, so they sent two people first to butter him up so that they would be accepted even by him, and then he slammed the individual for doing that which he shouldn't be doing. And over there, the Gemara says that he was both Mekadesh Chadashim and Ma'aber Shanim in Chutz La'aretz, and that this is knocked off because of Kimitzi on Teitzei Torah Udvar Hashem miYerushalayim. Okay? And as Yonatan points out, Rashi over there in the beginning of the sugya quotes our Gemara, right? That what bothered Chazal was the fact that we had the Lashichno Tidrashu, and then at the end Chazal bring a different drasha of Kimitzi on Teitzei Torah, right? Which is sort of strange, what's going on. If that Gemara was working off of our Gemara, so why not quote our Gemara? Why quote a different pasuk? Particularly, our Gemara is quoting a pasuk in Chumash, and there Kimitzion Teitzei Torah is found where? Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Close. Well, you're better off. You're in the Nevi'im as opposed to Yeshayahu. Thank you. Okay. Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Okay. So why quote a Pasuk in Yeshayahu if we have a Pasuk in the Torah? Who was bothered by this question? Which Rishon was bothered by this question of the difference between the two Gemaras and the two Psukim? Tosfos. Thank you. So let's look over here in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom of the Tosfos, the last three lines of the last Tosfos. Uktsas kosha, the bebrachos nafgul amidach zivki mitzion teitzei Torah. This is exactly Yonatan's question. Why do we have two psukim for the chora, the same halacha? I didn't send you to it, but if you were to look at the Tosas Harash doesn't say ksat kasha, kasha ksas, he says v'tema. Right? So the chora over here, the kasha ksas, is because you have this little mem of the Masoras Hashas, which sends you to a Tosfos in Shavuos, Naflamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, Yiramaskel V'Roes. So since Pashas, you all look there. So you saw that Tosfos says that we find many sugyas in Shas where the Gemara will quote two different sukim in two different places, and it shouldn't bother us. Okay. So therefore, it's Ksas Kasha. It's not a Tema. But B'chol Zot, we want to understand, particularly Rashi, why Rashi would start off with one Pasuk and then move over to another Pasuk. So there is one Rishon who deals with this, and that's the Shita Mekubetzes over there in Brachos that I quoted for you, that he was bothered by the issue. He says, Ha'adamrinan hayu ma'abrin b'chutz la'aretz, lav dafka ma'abrin, da'amrinan b'sanhedrin, ein ma'abrin esashan ela ba'aretz, ela mechashvin hayu, v'ha'ibur lo haya ela ba'aretz, afilo acheshvon yu makpidin kiduchsiv b'kimitzion teitzei Torah u'dvar Hashem mi'Yerushalayim. That what, according to Shita Mekubetzes, is the source of the two psukim, that one pasuk, our pasuk, L'shichno Tidrish, was referring to
the Ibor,
the act of the Ibor, the Kviya, while the Kimitzion Teitzei Torah is the Chishuv, the Soda Ibor, dealing with the Cheshbonos. So we have two psukim dealing with two different aspects of the world of Ibor Hashanah. Okay, that's an interesting approach. Although it does appear from the pashtus of the Gemara is that the who was a Chanina over there did a bit more than Chishuv, right? In other words, that he was mamash ma'abir, because it appears that the threat to Bnei Chutz La'aretz is go ahead, you could have your own calendar, etc. If it was only a question of setting up the Ibor, then I don't know whether we would have the same level of threat. But in any case, that's the Shita Mekubetzes in Brachos. Could you come up with any other options, or did you see any other options of how to distinguish?
Can you be more specific between what and what? Between Kiddush HaKodesh and Ibor
Hashanah? No. How to distinguish between what do we learn from the Pasuk of L'shichno Tidrishu, and what do we learn from the Pasuk of Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, that we would need Tupsukim. According to Shita, we need two psukim because one of them deals with Ibor and the other deals with Chishuv. Simply from Pshat, of the Psak Halacha, our sugya is a lechatchilo or a bidiyeved. We paskin, again, the Rambam paskins, like the Tanakama, because he holds that Chanina, right, Ish Ono paskins, like Heyed, like the Tanakama, that it's a lechatchilo. And what is the taina of the Chazal against the Chananya over there in Brachos?
That what he was doing wasn't good.
In other words, they claim that it's the Ma'akev. So they needed another Pasuk. So Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, right? That's not just a L'shichno Tidrishu. That's just not something nice to do. That's a Ma'akev. So they quoted it. That's the way the Nitziv. There is a Nitziv in Hamek Shela. If you want to see the Makom, it's Shela Memvav Sif Gimel. Who says that that according to our Psak, this one Gemara is lechatchila, the other Gemara is b'diavad, so you need two psukim.
Brachos
is b'diavad. And our sugi is lechatchila.
Isn't Kimitzion showing that that's what lechatchila is? Why is our pasuk showing that?
No, l'shichno tidrishu kol drisho cha'ata doresh. In other words, any area of halacha that you want to investigate, kedai to do it in makom shchina. You're going to have a unique siyata d'shmaya. Kimitzion teitzei Torah, it's not just not a levua, but that's an obligation. The obligation is that there has to be, the psak has to come from tzio. That's already b'diavad. How else could you also distinguish that our Gemara in terms of simply a timeline, when we're talking about l'shichno tidrishu, under what circumstances we have it? When there is a Beis HaMikdash, then we have l'shichno tidrishu. Post Churban, then Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. That's the way the Maharsha over there learns. Okay, so we have a Rishon who distinguishes between Ibur and Chishuv, and we have two Achronim who want to say this is L'chatchila, this is Bidyevet, this is Bizman HaMikdash, this is not Bizman HaMikdash. However, there's one more Achron that I printed out for you, the Sefer HaKovetz on the Rambam. It's Rav Nachum Mi something or other. In other words, that in the Frankel Rambam, they put them all together. In the classic Rambams, it's one of the Perushim in the back of the Rambam. And he points out that we're dealing over here totally with apples and oranges. That we're dealing over here totally with two different issues. Like, we can read it together. The Kovetz al-Yad, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Ein Machashim v'Koven Chadosh en Eleh Beretz Yisrael, Divir Rabbeinu Poem of War, B'Mesechas Brochos, Daf Samach Gimel, the Maised Rabbi Chanina ben Achi Rav Yoshua, Ayen Sham Kol HaSugya, so we did, right? Uberashi Yibur HaMaschir U'Ma'aber, Dichsiv L'Shikno Sidrashu, which is what Yonatan pointed out, that we have over here a different pasuk quoted from Rashi than what the Gemara quotes. U'Marasha Hiksha HaBe Gemara Kamar Nafkam Yitziv Kimi Tzion Teitzei Torah. So again, so the Marasha gave the Teirutz of Kambiz Mancha Beis HaMikdash Kayan, the Nir Eli says the Sefer HaKovetz, the Yesh Lefarish, or the Yesh Lehakshos, al Rabbi Akiva, ma ola al daito la aber b'chutz la'aretz, hoksiv l'shichno tidrishu, v'i yalfinan mitzion teitzei Torah, otzi shapir. Namely, that Rabbi Akiva, who we know from the beginning of Tosfos, that he was Ma'aber as Hashanah bin Nahardah, that's the Gemara in Yevamos. Everyone agrees that Nahardah is Chutz La'aretz. So how did he go against the Tanakama? The Tanakama by us holds that L'chatchilo is supposed to be Ma'aber Shana in Eretz Yisrael. So he says that Kaner'eh, that this was solved by the Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. The Chazinan, Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, the Kralo Kopid Ki'im Al Chochmas HaTorah. Namely, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. What over here is, in other words, if we're dealing with Shichnos Tidrishu, what are we talking about? What?
Just the dissemination of all Torah?
No, in terms of L'Shichnos Tidrishu, in terms of what context are we speaking about? What variable are we talking about?
Location.
Place. We're talking about location. L'shichno tidrishu, right? That the place of the Shechina is where you should be dorish. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. We're not talking about a place. We're talking about
Torah.
The Torah. We're talking about Chachmas Eretz Yisrael. There's a concept of Chachmas Eretz Yisrael. One requires Chachmas Eretz Yisrael for Ibur Hashanah and for Kiddush HaChodesh. How are we going to define Chochmas Eretz Yisrael? It means not just to learn. I mean, what's Chochmas Eretz Yisrael? Learning in Eretz Yisrael and?
Being a Gadol,
but also being a Musmach, right? A Smicha. Where is Smicha given? Only in Eretz Yisrael, right? In other words, the Torah's Eretz Yisrael is identified with being a Samach. Rabbi Akiva was a Samach. So his psak is Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, whether he's in Naharda or Antarctica or he's in he's in Tinek, right? In other words, wherever he may be, that's Chochmas Eretz Yisrael. That's Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. That's what he points out. The Chazin and the Krola Kopi Ki Ma Chochmas HaTorah Ukamoshe Kosav HaMafarish Po, the Mafarish in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. V'im kein, Rabbi Akiva shelo hiniach kamoso be'eretz Yisrael, rashai la'abir. Avo kra de l'shichno, gzeiras ha'kosuvu. Ein l'chalik. Namely, we're talking about location. Location is an objective fact. We have an objective requirement of Eretz Yisrael. We're speaking about ki mitzion teitzei Torah, we're speaking about chachma, and then we can already begin to balance this samach against this samach, and who's the greater samach? Who betosvos meseches Sanhedrin Nira dehirgishu baza. This is what Tosos was bothered by. The Sovereign, the gam kura de l'shichna hu mitam chachmas eretz Yisrael. And that's why he asks that kasha. Why do we need two psukim? To skip a line, v'yira midvarav, shim haya bezdin b'chutz l'aretz nismachim b'eretz Yisrael, mikri shapir ki mitzia. So the question is, v'kasha, ha Rabbi Chanina, there in Brachos, haya musbach, harego hiniach kamoso kishi yatsa, amai michubo. So Rabbi Chanina, isn't he really correct, saying that I am makayim ki mitzia on teitzei Torah, just like Rabbi Akiva, v'nira d'chein hu adavar, the im, I'm sorry over here but for driving you crazy, but I just photostated from the Bar Ilan, and there's a tossed fus. Okay?
There's a what?
There's a word left out. They left out a word. The im lo nismach be'eretz Yisrael. Okay? I'm sorry. The im lo nismach, I didn't look at it until just 10 minutes for shir. I just downloaded it. I had seen it in the Kovetz. So in the Kovetz, there's the word lo, but it's missing here. The im lo nismach be'eretz, it means you have to be very, very careful about computers, okay? The im lo nismach be'eretz Yisrael, gam im haya gadol b'torah b'yosin ha'chachmei Yisrael, v'biken eno rashay la'bir shanim. You have to have Torah Eretz Yisrael. However, imu nismach be'eretz Yisrael azay be'emet shapir karina ki mitzion teitzei Torah. And theoretically, rashay la'aber. However, im yesh gadol mimenu azay ein rashay la'aber. Okay, so we have over here then stages. The first stage of the Gemara, when the Gemara found out that Rabbi Chanina was ma'aber shanim in chutz la'aretz, then they sent shlichim, because what were they bothered by the first stage? So let's continue in the kovetz. Ulechatchila ein ma'abrim klal b'shum ofan ela b'Yehuda mikra de l'shichna. Right? In other words, that first they said, just a minute, what are you doing over here being ma'abrim? Aren't you supposed to do this in Eretz Yisrael? Ela mikra de l'shichna wa in ikuv b'davar de paskin katana kama de sanhedrin imrua mu'uberet. V'haynu de sfir le katana kama de krazo asmachta ba'alma v'ika krav le korbano sasa. V'im kein shapir kosav Rashi, the kashele hodelo amrlo mikodem shehiniach acharev gedolim elavade gam bazelo avet shapir was a shapir kosav Rashi lechatchila b'chol inyan ein ma'abrim mikra de l'shichna. Namely, that first they came to him with the pasuk l'shichna. What are you doing? So he says, just a minute. But I have chachmas eretz Yisrael. I'm a kaim ki mitzion teitzei Torah. Then they come to him, but they're a gedolim bigger than you in Eretz Yisrael. And that he didn't have an answer. Namely, he compared himself to Rabbi Akiva. They're saying, you can't compare yourself. Maybe when you left, you were the Gadol, but you're no longer the Gadol. So the Gemara ends up with the drasha of Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. In other words, that we have over here two sugyas. We have a sugya of where is the ideal place, and there we have a lechatchila and a bidyeved, and then who is the ideal person. And there we have a criteria of you need to be nismach be'eretz Yisrael, A, and B, lo hiniach kamoso be'eretz Yisrael, with those two criteria. So those are the two Rambams. So if you look now, go back to the Rambam. The Rambam is Kafta v'Ferach. The Rambam in Perek Dardoch Yud Beis points out, Ein ma'abrin es hashana, ela be'eretz Yisrael, shashkina besocha, shenemar, l'shichno tidrashu. But that's l'chatchila, imaru begolel mu'uberet. Then we have an ikuv in Perek Avol Chachas, Ein mechashun ma'abrin ela be'eretz Yisrael, shenemar ki mitzion teitzei Torah, v'im haya adam godol b'chachma v'nismach be'eretz Yisrael, he's mekayim the ki mitzion, and yotzel l'chutz l'aretz, and lo hiniach be'eretz Yisrael kamoso, then harezeh mechashin v'kovei chadoshim, u'ma'abir b'chutz l'aretz. V'im no dalo shenaseh be'eretz Yisrael adam godol kamoso, ein tzorch lomar godol mimenu, like they informed Chananya in Beseches Brachos, harezeh osur l'kvo la'abir b'chutz l'aretz. V'im avar v'kova, v'iber lo asa klum. Lo asa klum. Okay, so we have over here that rather than take the two psukim, this is Bizman Beis HaMikdash, this is Shalom Bizman HaMikdash. This is Al-Hatchila, this is Abdi'evet. This is Ibor, this is Chishuv. No. The two psukim are dealing with two different variables. We have the variable of place, and we have the variable of Chachma. In terms of the variable of place, we have a chatchila and a bidyeved. Chatchila be Yehuda, bidyeved anywhere. In terms of chachma, there it's a ma'akev, you need chachmas eretz Yisrael. Okay? And chachmas eretz Yisrael can be defined by a musmach of Eretz Yisrael, shelo hiniach kumoso be'Eretz Yisrael. That would be Chachmas Eretz Yisrael. The moment hiniach kumoso, so then, why ignore the pasuk of Reshich no Tidrashu? Then you have the L'chatchila and the Chachmas Eretz Yisrael in confluence. But when there is no Chachma left in Eretz Yisrael, when Rabbi Akiva goes to Chutz La'aretz, then that overrides the Reshich no Tidrashu.
Okay. They still have a taina against Chanina if he was trying to map the Shana in Eretz Yehuda, because it doesn't have Kimitzion. It look Kimitzion only activated if you're ignoring Tidrashu.
No, Kimitzion means that you need Chachmas Eretz Yisrael. You need a Nismach the Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, you need a Sanhedrin or a Gadol or a Nasi.
He did have Smicha. He just wasn't the Gadol.
He wasn't the Gadol.
Fine. So if he was Ma'abar Lashana, but an Eretz Yehuda, in Yehuda, what would be the din? He'd be over anything.
So then we have a principle that Ein Ma'abar Nesashana Ela Birushus Hanasi. Right? When you're in Eretz Yisrael, going back to the previous of Cafe, right? Then you're under Mecholkik Bein Raglav, under the Nasi.
So you only say Kimitzion Teitzei Torah if you've left Eretz Yisrael.
Only when you left Eretz Yisrael, now you're no longer under the Nasi, and then it's totally as to whether you are the Gadol or not. Correct. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of the Rambam. Fits in very, very nicely. Okay, now let's go back to Tosos. We saw the last two lines of Tosos. Let's see the rest of Tosos. Hod Rabbi Akiva, Iber Hashana ben Nahardoa, Nahardoa b'chutz la'aretz, Shiny Rabbi Akiva, Shohiniach Kamoso be'Eretz Yisrael. And again, like, in other words, that we'll say that the Lashichno is L'chatchila, the Kimitzion Teitzei Torah is the Ma'akev, and he was the Kiyum of Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. According to Rav Soloveitchik, what is Ma'aber or Makadesh the Chodesh? What power? The power of Klal Yisrael, which is embedded in the Sanhedrin, and Rabbi Akiva as the Gadol. Rabbi Akiva was post-Sanhedrin. Rabbi Akiva as the Gadol embodied Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva as the Gadol embodied this power of Klal Yisrael. Okay, lo hiniach kemoso be'eretz Yisrael, v'im tomar, ho amrinam b'zeborer, Rabbi Chia bar Zerunki, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadok, have ka'azle la'aber hashana v'asya. This is not Asya, Asia. This is Asya, name of a place with an ayin. V'asya chutz la'aretz. K'nemuchach b'cheskas habatim, d'amar kol sheher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe chaya b'maiser, l'me'utei, these three places, and one of them is Asya. So, okay, the question is, what's going on? How could they go to chutz la'aretz? V'ein lomar d'lo hinichu k'mosan, d'harish lakish kari lehu, Ro'e Bakar. No, is this per se enough of a kasha to say that if... I'm sorry. Okay, let's just ask, you know, to say that this would knock off their ability to be lo hinichu kamosam. Right, so Tosfos is asking a question. I'm asking, is the question necessarily a question? So if I photostat it for you in Or Sameach, so just look at it. Pashut, the Rabbeinu, in other words, without getting involved in the details, Kivein Bazel Letaretz Ha'uvda, the Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehotzadok, the Olapar La'aber Ba'asya, etc. Kmo Shamdu Batosfos, Umashe Hikshu, Ech Holach La'aber Hashana Ba'asya, Da'avi Chutz La'aretz, So the Orsmach is a language, Ein Zekum. He doesn't like Tosis's Kasha. The Kvarkosav Rabbeinu, namely the Rambam, the Perek Aleph, Im Haya Adam Godol Bechachma, Vizeo Shekosav Sham, Bezdin Mechashvin Becheshbonos Kederach Shemachashvin Haitztagninim, Shi Yodim Vechule, Ubechulin. Shadar Shmuel Rav Yochanan Shisini Burei Deshata Marchush Bena Ba'alma Harei Delo Hayabaki B'Cheshbonos HaIburim ואם כי היה גודל בתורה מהם, מקום מקום מקרי לו הניח כמוסו בארץ ישראל, וברו. Namely, what between what two levels of chachma is there room to distinguish?
Their ability to make du chishuv.
Nachon. Namely, the fact that you have one person who is a baki b'kol haTorah kula, and you like Rav Yochanan or Rish Lakish, but that's not what we need for Ibur Hasana. We need the Sod HaIbur. We need that this person knows the calculations, knows how to intercalculate the solar calendar and the lunar calendar, etc. So it could very well be that these two individuals on that level were Lo Hiniach Kamosa. Namely, the Kasha is not necessarily a Kasha. In other words, they were called Roi Bakar because they weren't Baki in Dine Shmita. Right? In other words, that was the tinus that Rish Lakish had on them. But it could still be that they were Baki in Dine Sod HaIbur. In any case, Tosfos did not distinguish like the Or Sameach. So Tosfos goes back to a distinction we already saw, V'yesh Lomar, D'ibura D'hosam Hainu Chishuv Ba'alma. D'ibura D'hosam Hainu Chishuv Ba'alma. Namely, that to be Bachashev in Chutz La'aretz, that's not a problem. The entire problem is being Ma'aber in Chutz La'aretz, and that they never thought of doing. They thought of doing the Chishuv in Chutz La'aretz, then come back to Eretz Yisrael in Ma'aber. Who is Tosfos cholek on, and that we saw a few minutes ago?
The Rambam, how we explained it.
No, not the Rambam. Not the Kovetz, no. No. Who is the Rambam cholek on?
Shita Mekubetzes.
On the Shita, thank you. He's cholek on the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes, we have two psukim. That one pasuk of L'shich Notid Rishu is not to be Ma'aber. And the pasuk of Kimitzion Teitze Torah is not to do chishuv in Chutz La'aretz. And according to Tosfos, no, there's no problem doing chishuv b'chutz la'aretz. The whole din of L'shich Notid Rishu and Kimitzion is Ibur. Again, this is Tosfos L'shita, so that these two psukim complement one another, that they are simply k'sas kosha. Why Chazal quoted two psukim, but basically it's one halacha. That they're not allowed to be ma'aber and chutzaretz, bring a source from Yeshayahu, bring a source from the Torah. It's all one halacha. Masha'enken, those who are medayik and say that we have two sugyas and two halachas, so then Tosis' teretz is not going to hold all that much water. Okay, so what we have up to this point is that we have a world of l'shich notid rishu, a world of makom, we have a world of kimitzi on teitzei Torah, a world of Chochmas HaTorah. We have a sugya in Sanhedrin, a sugya in Brachos, Rambam Paskins both sugyas, this sugya is L'chatchila, this sugya is B'di'eved, and we get involved in Lo Hiniach Kamoso. Comes along, this is what we have. There is a parallel Tosfos to our Tosfos in Baba Basra. Right? Tosfos over here says, Ayein Baba Basra daf nun vav mad aleph. In my Gemara in my house, I met the person, I was in Tinek when I went to Chutz La'aretz to interview for Goose for next year. So I saw a classmate of mine from whom I had bought my shas. When I gave up on getting married, so I decided I'll buy my shas in Chutz La'aretz and then come here as a bachar, but at least with the shas. So I bought my shas from what was called that time, I won't mention a certain press, that was this person's father. So it says, Baba Basra daf mem vavim ad aleph. So I'm spending my time looking, but Babasra Dafim, of course, it's not there. Babasra Daf Nun Vavavav. So I found it 10 Dafim later. And there's a Tosfos over there, which is parallel to our Tosfos. But once you have a parallel Tosfos, so it could be that we have Mefarshim over there. We don't have over here in Sanhedrin. So I found there's a Kovet Shiurim over there who quotes a Tshuva of the Gaonim. So let's look together. I focused that interview, the Kovet Shiurim of Elchanan Wasserman. Rav Elchanan Wasserman was into Tshuvas, right? He wrote a whole volume on the Shelos Tshuvas of the Rashba on Yevamos. And over here, he quoted, B'Tshuvas HaGaonim, Simon Aleph, Lick, that's the publisher of that particular volume of Tshuvas HaGaonim, Tafresh Kafdalad, May Rav Hai Gaon Kosa. Okay, without introduction. So there is this Tshuva that Rav Ben Narsh has on his computer. V'Hayibur Shiyeshba Shinui Min HaMasores, Eino kosher ela be'eretz Yisrael v'gam be'eretz Yehuda bilvad v'hatorah amra l'shich no tidrishu ubasa shama. Namely, that he sets up our sugya in a situation of an Eber where there's a shinui from the masoret v'hu atak b'halacha, and this is the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. Ki zemin hadrishot hatzrichot shichdo shalmakom. If you decide to be antinomial, and right, you decide to go against halacha, you decide to make a shinui min hamasores, for that you need shichno shalmakom. For that you need broad shoulders. Those broad shoulders are in shichno shalmakom. Ve'en yodin kan ma asu sham. Period. That's the language of the Rav Hai Gaon. Mashmi milashon hazeh. Daha detzarach eretz Yisrael hu rak l'inyan hachidush shechidsha Torah bekidush hachodesh. Atem afilu shogigim. Atem afilu mizidim. Kamo shekosef ha'ibur shiyesh bo shinui min hamasoret. Aval im ibru kedin v'lo shinu min hamasoret, then kosher gam b'chutz laretz. Ulefiza ein makom l'kush yastos v'ostir maskul adrikis meha de ibru shana ba'asya. Namely, that we have over here a whole different approach. That we have a din that ki mitzion teitze Torah, you require chachmas Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but the chavim in Eretz Yisrael can be ma'aber wherever they want, once you have chachmas Eretz Yisrael, like Rabbi Akiva, and like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadok. Where do we have the drasha of l'shich no tidrishu? That's if, for some reason, the generation wants to have a principle of Eis Lasos Hashem Eferu Taratzecha. We have over here sugyos that deal with the rules. You want to go against the rules, that's dafka be'eretz Yehuda. That's dafka b'shichno tidrishu ubas Hashama. In other words, we know this is a concept of a horasha. But a horasha, you need an Eliyahu Hanavi and a Har Carmel. You need a certain degree of, you know, the Harasha of Rav Yehuda Hanasi to write down Torah Shebal Peh. They're Harasha. So if you decide that your generation needs an Ibur Shana, you decide your generation needs an Ibur Shana, even though the rules are against it, as there was such a historical event. When?
Meaning like 3 years in a row,
or meaning like Chizkiyahu, who decided it was ready Nisan, he was going to turn Nisan into Adar so that people would be able to come for Alila Regel, etc. Then you need Shichno Shomakom. That has to be Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. He's not, you know, this is Rav Hai Gaon. Rav Hai Gaon is giving the, and then everything, you know, then you have no issue with the Sugyos. Rashi didn't learn that way, because Rashi quotes L'Shichno Sidrashu, I should say a little differently. Rashi. Well, then you could explain the sugi and brachas a little differently. That maybe they view that Rabbi Chanina was shown him in Amasoret, and they said that has to be dafka in Eretz Yisrael. But you could learn now that sugi over here is sugi of kimitzion teitzei Torah. You need a musmach of Eretz Yisrael, and over there it has to be someone shelo hishir kamoto, etc. However, when you were dealing with shinui hamasoret, that requires dafka Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that's a totally different approach to distinguish between the two sugyos.
So Chanina, what he was doing according to this
in Chutz Laretz?
Yeah.
So that's the issue only of Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. How do we define Torah as Eretz Yisrael? Is it anyone who has smicha from Eretz Yisrael, or dafka someone who lo hiniach kamoso in Eretz Yisrael? That's the machlokes between.
So here it doesn't matter.
But in our sugya, l'shichno tidrishu, it's a totally different issue. It's an issue if you want to be Meshanim in HaMasores, then you need a tremendous Siyata D'Shmaya, and that Siyata D'Shmaya is Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. That's L'Shichno Tidrushu.
Rav Hai Gaon doesn't need L'Yad Kamoso Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't.
That's not the factor. That's not the factor that we're talking about. Okay, so that's we have. Okay, let's continue in Tosis Bayas. Tosis Bayas then continues. Yerushalmi. Okay, after he deals with Chishuv, then about eight lines in the bottom, he points up Yerushalmi Amrinan Behedya. You have it? Yerushalmi Amrinan Behedya, the Kishen Yecholin La'abir Osa Be'eretz Yisrael, Ma'abrin Osa Be'chutzala Eretz. Yirmiyahu Yecheskel Baruch Beneria, Ibru Be'chutzala Eretz. V'hadar Maisi Uvda Dechananya, etc. Namely, that according to Tosfos, if you cannot be Ma'abir, the Shana in Eretz Yisrael, you have the Tosfos Yerushalmi. We cannot be ma'abir the Shana in Eretz Yisrael. Then we're ma'abir in Chutz La'aretz. And he quotes
political reasons.
So the question is, what does it mean? She'ein yicholim la'abir osa the Eretz Yisrael. How does Tosus? What's his context of ein yicholim la'abir the Eretz Yisrael?
The gadol should be Yisrael left.
Nachon. In other words, that when the gadol should be Yisrael is in Chutz La'aretz. That's the onus that ein yecholim la'aber. Then you're allowed to be ma'aber in chutz la'aretz. When the gadol is in Eretz Yisrael, that's what they told Hananya. You have to be ma'aber in Eretz Yisrael. When the gadol is in chutz la'aretz, that's what Yishalmi means that ein ma'aber. And that's what Yishalmi brings in Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Baruch Ben Neriah. They were the gadolim. They were in chutz la'aretz, so they were able to be ma'aber in chutz la'aretz. Okay, that is not the only understanding of the Yerushalmi. Let's look at the bottom. Look at the Yad Ramah on the last makor. Ikashila chahid aminim bebrachos perakaroer biyakiva ma'aber shanu koveyach adoshin bechutz laretz uviyivama samrina and amar biyakiva shiradati l'nardo libur hashana v'chi teima ho ukma perakaroer shloiniach kamoso bechol eretz Yisrael al karchach hacha mashma, namely in Sanhedrin. Dafilu Sanhedrin Gedola ein ma'abrin ela be'eretz Yisrael metaretz la b'Yerushalmi b'shiyacholin la'aber be'eretz Yisrael avol kishein yacholin la'aber be'eretz Yisrael ma'abrin osa b'chutz la'aretz Yirmiyahu iber b'chutz la'aretz Yechezki iber b'chutz la'aretz Baruch Ben Neriah iber b'chutz la'aretz. What's the Yad Ramah saying? Is the Yad Ramah saying the same thing as Tosfos? That we're defining ein yacholin la'aber as the gadol being in chutz la'aretz? No, but
Sanhedrin. Lacking the Sanhedrin,
then
it defaults to the Gadol. But the Gadol doesn't have anything to do with
that preforce. Hacha mashan filo Sanhedrin gadol ein ma'abin ela be'eretz Yisrael metaretz be'Yerushalmi la'aber be'eretz Yisrael.
They can't, then outside.
In other words, what
there that would be able to do it, but
what is yecholin? Yecholin means yecholin halachically, yecholin politically. That's Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Yerushalmi is saying the same thing that Tosfos just said. That when you have the Godol in Eretz Yisrael, then Yecholin in Eretz Yisrael. When the Godol is in Chutz La'aretz, then Ein Yecholin in Eretz Yisrael, and that gives the Heter. The Yad Ramah says, no. Even if the whole Sanhedrin is in Chutz La'aretz, they can't do it in Chutz La'aretz. What do you need? When can you do it in Chutz La'aretz? Only if?
No one's able, meaning physically.
No one's able to. Practically, no one is able to. Namely, that they're under the Goyim. The Goyim are not allowing them to do Ibur Hashana in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Akiva was only able to be Ma'aber in Chutz La'aretz because A, he was the Kimitzion Teitze Torah, but B, they weren't allowed to do Ibur Hashana. What was Rabbi Akiva doing in Chutz La'aretz? Why did he go to Nahar Da? Because he couldn't be Ma'aber the Shana in Eretz Yisrael. They would not allow him. So he went to Chutz La'aretz. That's, and Yecholin means practically, they were not allowed to.
Even if they could, the Yad Ramah would still say, even if Rabbi Akiva physically could have gone up to Yerushalayim and started saying things, the Yad Ramah says, no, you need the, he says you need the Sanhedrin.
No. Hacha mashma, in other words, if all the Sanhedrin were in Chutz La'aretz, then we, certainly there's no one left in Eretz Yisrael. You would not be able to do it in Eretz, in Chutz La'aretz. Even if the whole Sanhedrin in Chutz La'aretz, you couldn't do it in Chutz La'aretz because practically you could still do it in Eretz Yisrael, so someone has to come back to Eretz Yisrael to do it. When can you be Ma'abir Shana in Chutz La'aretz? Only if it's impossible. Namely, the Yerushalmi is adding another condition. It's not enough that you're the Gadol. You also have to have an onus. When you're the Gadol, and there's an Ones, and in Yecholin, that's what there was in the time of Yirmiyahu. That's what there was in the time of Yechezkel. That's what there was in the time of Baruch Ben Neriah. That they weren't able to be Ma'aber the Shana in Eretz Yisrael. That then they were able to be Ma'aber in Chutz La'aretz. Look at the Yerushalmi, you'll see that it lends itself to two Perushim. Ein Ma'ab, the Yerushalmi begins with our Gemara. Ein Ma'aber says Shana Levi Yehuda. Imibru Begolom Uberis, Kosa Tanakama. Heyit chanina ish ono, im en yachol l'saber b'Yehuda, ma'abrin oso b'golo. Like the Girsa Tosefta, namely that chanina ben ish ono is backing up the Tanakama. Ein ma'abrin oso b'chutz la'aretz, v'imibrua, ein ha'mu'uberes. That's the Gemara of Kimitzion Teitze Torah. At chami b'golil ein ma'abrin b'chutz la'aretz ma'abrin, b'golil ein ma'abrin v'imibrua mu'uberes. B'chutz la'aretz ein ma'abrin v'imibrua ein ha'mu'uberes. Then Yerushalmi continues, "Biyecholin la'aber be'eretz Yisrael." When do we require? When is there a lechatzchil being ma'aber in Eretz Yisrael? When one can. Avol b'she'enon yecholin la'aber be'eretz Yisrael, then ma'aber nosa b'chutz la'aretz. So the question is over here, is Yerushalmi simply repeating that which it said earlier in different language, right? That when you have a gadol in chutz la'aretz, that's considered to be ein yecholin in Eretz Yisrael. Is that what Yerushalmi, that's the way Tosfos understood it, that the Yerushalmi is simply repeating what it said in a different language, that the yecholin and ein yecholin is totally, where's the gadol? Or is the Yerushalmi giving us a new condition, that you require not only a gadol in chutz la'aretz, but you also require you also require an ones. When there's an ones in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a gadol in chutz la'aretz, then you can be ba'aber in chutz la'aretz. But without the ones, you can't. That's machlokes Yad Ramah and Tosfos. Okay, we'll stop over here. You can take these pages, I mean, and look at it. There's a Pirkei D'Rav Eliezer, which speaks about the Sod HaIbur. You're allowed to look at before. It's in Perek Ches. So I simply photostated for you one page, but it's very, very fascinating in terms of Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Sod HaIbur. And what we're going to have to ask ourselves when we meet once again on Wednesday is, what do we mean speaking about L'shichno Tidrishu? Here they speak about Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, they were Ma'abir in Chutz La'aretz. What was currently the situation in Eretz Yisrael when they were Ma'abir in Chutz La'aretz? The time of Yecheskel, the time of Yirmiyahu, what's the situation in Eretz Yisrael? Korban. What was the status of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael during Korban Bayis Rishon? We have the famous Rambam, that Kedusha Rishona Kitchela Shaita Velo Kitchela Sudravo. Kedusha Shnia Kitchela Shaita Kitchela Sudravo. The Kedusha of Yoshua gave Kedusha as long as Eretz Yisrael was on Miyushevet. The moment that Eretz Yisrael was conquered, there goes the Kedusha. So what kind of a raya is Tosfos bringing from the fact that Yecheskel, that Baruch Ben Neriah, they were Ma'aber Shanim in Chutz La'aretz, there was no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael then. There was no L'shich, no Tidrishu. It's even more than the Maharsha. It's not a question, is Man Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim or not, it's a Sheni. This is Churban Bayis Rishon. Churban Bayis Rishon, there's no Kedusha. So what Raya do you want to bring? Vada, in other words, if there's no L'shich, no Tidrishu, so why not be Ma'aber in Bavel? So that's why I'm bringing you over here, that we're dealing over with Yaakov and Yitzhak. This is before Kibush Yoshua. Exactly what status did Eretz Yisrael have? Okay, in any case, well, this we'll talk about next time. Okay, we'll do another. Okay, so I'll give you a page from Ramakomos tomorrow. It's okay. Let's say to those who are going to Beit Matzah, so the bus is leaving at 12. We'll do another. I just want to recognize the presence of a very fine Talmud Chaver who learned with me 45 years ago? 44 years ago. Okay? We didn't learn something.
I remember the Sugi. We learned the Yevamos.
Okay, we're going to the end of Yevamos. Yes.
Very good. The air or Flaner.
Very fine, okay. Okay. You should all have nachas from your tummy.
In Lamar.
Who's fine?
Thank you, Trinia.
What?
Is your fine?
Oh. Yeah. Sorry.
I wanted to give you this because I don't know if you like pens.